The Terps have seven all-conference performers coming back from last year. Of course, won the Duke's Mayo Bowl last season, winning back-to-back bowl games now for the first time in 20 years. Please welcome the head coach of the Terps, Mike Locksley.
Morning. Excited anytime I get an opportunity to be here in Indianapolis. As always, would love to thank you guys, the media, for the job you guys do covering the great sport of football. You know, in the summer, I'm just getting back from vacation, and during the summer, I usually try to find a little inspiration for going into the season. And it's ironic because the inspiration I found happened in a tiny airport in the British Virgin Islands about 10 days ago. And there's nothing worse than finishing a great vacation and then on your way home be stuck with about a 14-hour delay in getting out of there. And my family and I were stuck in Tortola in the British Virgin Islands in a really small airport there at Letsam Airport in Tortola. And I got an inspiration. There was a little newsstand there inside the area where we were stuck for about 12 to 14 hours, and it's the guy named Joel. So this is a shout out to Joel for the job he did, because there's about 70 people that were affected with their flight being canceled, not being able to get home, and we were stuck without a lot of amenities and trying to figure out how to get home. And when you deal with airlines, sometimes they don't understand customer service anymore and you get very few answers. But when I looked over at that little newsstand after about an eight-hour wait, I saw Joel there, and this guy had tremendous customer service. He made the best out of a tough situation for a lot of people, and he did it with a smile on his face. He delivered food over to people, turned his TV around so people could watch TV as they waited, and it made me think. You know, a coach's job is to take players where they can't take themselves, and you know, with today's college, the landscape of today's college football, players are getting their just due finally with NIL, transfer portal, and all these things. But what I took from that 14-hour delay at the airport was customer service is at an all-time low. And seeing the way Joel navigated and handled all these people that probably weren't in the best of moods at that time, it kind of gave me a shot to say, you know what? One of the things that I feel like we do a great job at Maryland is we want to give our players the best college experience they can get. And I know that they're getting paid now with NIL and they're doing tremendous things and they are well deserved. But I still think it's our jobs as coaches to provide this great experience. And the best thing that we've done at Maryland since I've been back, and I wanted to take some time to thank a couple of people, we created a mentorship program. And this mentorship program takes some of the top CEOs and Fortune 500 companies located out right outside of our campus. And 85 of our players have mentors that are CEOs, powerful business leaders, political leaders that are within the Maryland community. And it's been the best thing that we've done. And I want to thank David Gordon and Jeff Leventhal for setting up this mentorship program. And anybody that's been recruited by us have heard us talk about this program. And I looked at that as providing something outside of just money that would benefit our players for not just the next 4 years, but the next 40 years. And so, again, I want to thank David and Jeff for the job you guys have done with that mentorship program. Excited about the direction of Maryland football. Back-to-back winning seasons, back-to-back bowl game wins. Really excited about where we are academically in terms of preparing our guys for opportunities outside of football, as well as opportunities to compete at the next level. We had 22 academic All-Big Ten selections a year ago. 10 guys on our 23 team have already earned their degrees, their undergraduate degrees. We've got one player, Jayshon Jones, that's earned an undergraduate degree, a master's degree, and working on a second master's degree. And so, to me, those are the types of things that I'm really proud of when you talk about our program. You know, when you talk about developing them for the NFL. You know, we just had seven guys here in Indianapolis for the combine, which is the ninth most nationally. We had five guys drafted off of our 22 team. 10 total guys are from last year are on NFL rosters as they start camp. And what that says is you can come to Maryland and you can get a great experience that prepares you for life after football while also being developed to have opportunities to play at the next level. It also speaks to us being a developmental program, and I use that term a lot. And when I say developmental, we are a program that we are going to take players and we're going to find ways to make them better because of the time they spent in our program, whether it be in the classroom, on the field, or just in life, and have a positive impact on them. Our strength and conditioning program, led by Ryan Davis, has done a tremendous job of helping with the foundation that we've built the last 4 years, and I think it's been noticed by just about anybody that's seen us play. We've created some recruiting momentum. The thing for us in recruiting, we're looking for smart, tough, reliable guys, and we feel like the last class that we signed, we've really hit those areas. We've been able to get some help, immediate help from the transfer portal. And are really excited about seeing just what this team can be. With us today, we have three players, Tarheeb Steele, we have Leah Tungavailoa, and we have Roman Hemby representing us. And all three of these guys are exactly what we talk about when you talk about representing the Terp way, and really excited that you guys will have an opportunity to spend some time with those three individuals that I think really reflect what being a Maryland Terrapin is all about. I like to end by just sharing a really impactful quote that I read. It says, vision without action is a dream. Action without vision is a nightmare. And for us, our program is at a point finally where we can say we are here to compete for Big Ten championships. You haven't heard me say that in the previous four times I've been in front of you guys, but I think now is the time. But we're not going to let goals like winning championships get in the way of doing the work, and our players understand that. And so with that, I'll open it up to whatever questions you guys may have.
Dustin Schutte, Indiana Sports Beat. Mike, you opened the season up with your alma mater, Towson. How unique is that experience going to be for you?
Yeah, Dustin, it's a really unique situation, a place that has given me so much. You know, the game of football has provided an opportunity for me to change the lineage of my family. Growing up in a tough area of D.C., playing at Towson, and that 4 years, 5 years I spent at Towson really have shaped and molded me into the man I've become today. And the coaches that helped me along the way, I find myself at times mimicking some of those great coaches. And so to be able to play my alma mater with their new coach that just came in for an opening game is something that I'm excited about. It's the second opportunity I've had to play my alma mater, but this one is really special for me because it is my alma mater.
In the back, Coach?
Mark Rogers with the Voice of College Football. Mike, you mentioned that the recruiting inroads that you've made, your predecessor as well, the program has developed well for the NFL, but most of that has come at the wide receiver position, defensive backs. Do you feel like you've developed this program to the point that you can compete with the best in the Big Ten in the trenches on both lines of scrimmage?
Yeah, you know, this year we had two offensive linemen drafted and a third that probably should have been drafted, but we have at least three of our four starters from a year ago that are all in NFL camps, and so we really feel like we have done that. You look at the defensive line and on the O-line, we all understand to win in the Big Ten, it starts with how you play inside the trenches. And so there's been no doubt that we've put a premium on how we recruit to prepare to play in the Big Ten. And to me, it means winning in November. And the way you do that is by establishing the ability to run the football as well as stopping the run. And we'll continue to recruit those positions in that manner.
We have another question for Coach. Up front here, please.
Mike, Steve Streaming, XL Sports. You've got this program now, so a lot of people believe top 30 in the country. How much pressure is it on you now to maintain that? And then also, you were talking about some of the transfers. How important is Shepard, the defensive back from Cincinnati, going to be to your program?
Yeah, you know, when you put yourself in a position where we've laid the foundation, we don't feel the external pressure. I think any pressure that we have to deal with as a football program or a football family, it starts from within. And for us, every year we have to start from ground zero. There's no building on what you did a year ago. You know, what happened a year ago at being 8-5 has no bearing on how we'll play this year. And I think it's really important for our players and anybody that's part of our football family to understand that there's no building on last year. You start from ground zero, and what you want to do is take the work that you put in a year ago, try to find a way to do it a little bit better, and I think we'll get the type of results we want to have at the end of the year.
We have time for one or two more here. Any remaining questions for Coach? Oh, right here.
John Steppe, Cedar Rapids Gazette. Several first-year coaches this year in the Big Ten. Is there anything that 2023 you wishes that first year you would have known in this conference?
Well, because of my experience here, having been at Illinois and been a part of building that program with Coach Zook, knowing the way this league is, I came in with a pretty good understanding. I do say that the 2023 me understands that to win in the Big Ten, good teams don't beat themselves. And there are a lot of things when you look at last season that some of those games where we were close that we didn't necessarily do the things or take control of the things we can control. And it's going to be really important if we want to take the next step, which is to compete for a Big Ten championship. It's going to start with us and by us. So.